The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? Think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the Republican candidates for President of the United States.
Welcome to Texas.
Well, you're the only person on the stage that's ever been fined for hiring people to work on your projects illegally. You hired some workers from Poland.
No, I'm the only one on the stage that's hired people. You haven't hired anybody.
But let me say, Wolf, I really find it amazing that Donald believes that he is the one who discovered the issue of illegal immigration.
First of all, I don't believe anything Telemundo says.
You used to say that.
Well, let me get Governor Kasich in. He's been waiting patiently.
Well,
Governor Kasich.
Let's talk about your plan.
Every night. It says five things. Everyone's dumb. He's going to make America great again.
Rubio.
We're going to win, win, win.
Senator
He's winning
Rubio,
in
please.
The polls.
Please
and the
stop.
Lines around the state.
People say that I whine a lot because I don't get time. I'm going to whine.
You get along with nobody.
If you want to be liked in Washington, that's not a good attribute for a president.
You don't learn anything about somebody's wealth with a tax return.
Gentlemen,
this
please,
is a
I
Republican
want to move
debate,
on.
Right?
I want to talk
because
about
that attack
the
about
economy.
Letting people die in the streets if the government
answer.
Doesn't support
an
gentlemen,
the government.
Would gentlemen,
support
all of you have
agreed.
I mean, first of all, this guy's a choke artist, and this guy's a liar.
Okay? The Palestinians are not a real estate deal, Donald.
Okay, no. A deal.
They're not a real
a
estate deal.
A deal is a deal. Let me tell you,
a
I've learned a lot.
A deal is not a deal when you're
ago.
Dealing with terrorists. Have you,
you
ever negotiated with
terrorists? You are not a negotiator.
Okay, now.
The latest debate,
gentlemen,
hold on,
please. I'm going to get my answer. He doesn't get to yell
I want
to
move, I want to move on. These are the rules. You will have a response, right. But I promise Governor Kasich he could respond.
Can somebody attack me, please?
Okay, here. Wolf.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongle Fever, at Degenerates975. So I'm two for two today, Jong. We're off to a good start. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you missed anything from the first hour, all available on podcastarena.com. I have to say, that was entertaining. That was like Nick Diaz and Conor McGregor without
the
F-bombs.
Close. They should have just gone full F-bombs. They should have just done it just like the fighters did. That would have been smart.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. But who was it that said she was going to move to Canada?
Raven Simone.
Oh, okay. The one thing I'll say about Canada right now, that prime minister, they freaking love that guy. He is a rock star.
Yeah.
And it's funny because he basically said, well, we're going to have to operate at a deficit for the next few years, and then that'll get the economy going, and we'll go back to a balanced budget. And he said it was going to be like $10 billion or whatever. Well, it's like twice what he said it was going to be, and they still love him. It's amazing. I kind of thought he was just kind of a face. But, he's walking the walk anyway, so... If you're really, really liberal, that's a great place to go live. So good luck. I think I'm going to stay here. I kind of, 713-780-ESPN. So
they broke it down into talk times from last night.
Okay. How about talk over times? Does that count?
I'm not sure how that works, but the candidate talk time last night, Ben Carson had a total talk time of 10 minutes and 42 seconds.
Oh, that's about 9 minutes more than I thought he had.
Which he did bitch about.
Of course he did. He's probably spent 8 of those 10 minutes bitching about not getting enough time.
Yeah, probably. John Kasich, 15 minutes, 58 seconds.
Okay.
Marco Rubio, 17 minutes, 48 seconds. I wouldn't have thought, less than 2 minutes more.
Wow. Boy, that just goes to show the impression that those guys made.
Ted Cruz, 20 minutes, 1 second. Donald Trump, 32 minutes, 46 seconds.
Wow.
Which, listen.
But that's okay. I'm okay with whoever's got the most, you know, who's ever is ahead right now.
Right.
Should get the most
he
time.
He should. I will say this about the, and as I've made it pretty clear that I think the top three candidates are all abhorrent people. I think that there's not a good thing I can say about any of them. That said, Marco Rubio, I thought, did a very good job at the debates last night of holding his own. And a lot of the times these guys roll over and let Trump kind of bully them. But Marco Rubio did a really good job of defending himself last night, for which, you know, he hasn't always done. I think this was his best debate. I you know, every time I think I'm done watching debate stuff, I watch more.
I can't help it.
I mean, it's just so crazy.
It's like mock drafts. At this point, there's nothing I'm going to learn from it.
Right.
But I can't stop.
Yeah.
It's the same questions. It's the same guys attacking each other, and yet I'm addicted.
Yeah.
I love it. I can't now. And having said that, I have zero interest in Democratic debates. And maybe it's just because they're not nearly as entertaining. Maybe they're just not as mean. But I don't enjoy them at all. It's kind of like, okay, we get it, Hillary. You'll say whatever you need to say for whatever audience it is. And Bernie, we get what you're about. You know. The 1% has too much money.
Yeah.
We get it. There's an income equality. We know that. At least he's trying to do, you know, coming up with things to say to actually change it instead of, that's the thing, the only thing that kind of drives me nuts about every one of these Republican debates. Well, they'll mention income equality and say, oh, it's a problem we got to fix. And then nobody ever talks about how you're really going to fix it.
Right.
But last night was fun. One's a con artist and one's a liar.
All con artists.
Well, of course they are. And
I don't
coming
trust any of those sons
coming
of bees.
From, well, why would you? That's the problem. We don't trust any of them. So we're gonna vote for the person who makes us think the least.
Well, who's that?
It's probably gonna be Trump. And the reason for that is, all right, people. We don't trust any of them. At least this guy's up front that he's full of bleep.
That's true.
This guy was going on talk shows talking about his daughter and sex in the same sentence.
That is a little strange.
Very strange. Does it stick to him? No. Mm. Oh, no, he's just being real. Is there anything that he could do at this point that people who are not already on the Trump train would jump off?
He's allowed to be as crazy as he wants to be at this point.
I guess maybe it's our turn for this. I mean, every country has one of these at some point, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they elect, like, some country in Europe elected a porn star? I mean, it's going to happen.
Of course. Doesn't mean that it's good.
No. I think of all these guys, Kasich is the only one that I could get behind.
Same here.
But
he won't. He has no chance.
Yeah, I think he's pretty much done. Drunk Bevo says, I was a lifelong Republican, now Libertarian, and I don't understand what happened to my GOP last night. Crazy. That's one of my favorite things about these debates is how many of them keep referring back to Ronald Reagan in the Reagan era. Now, I'm a Reagan Republican. No, you're not. You're not even close. And the idea that you won't work with the other guys. What do you think Reagan did? Why do you think he got so much done? He worked with them.
Worked with people, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know what this party is anymore. It's certainly not the party that... And maybe I'm just getting older, but it's not. I'm kind of with you, Drunk Bevo. When I really start lining up all of my beliefs, they're all very libertarian, and I don't feel very Republican anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's hard enough living in a household where I can't have political discussions because someone, not me, of course, is so far to the freaking left that even the things that I'm liberal about, I look like I'm conservative. But it's sad to watch, but it's entertaining television.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't really, I think the party labels at some point ought to just go away. I think that's part of our problem is because the parties have become so stratified and so locked into, well, we have to believe this, this, and this, and this. If you're going to be a Republican, well, why? Or if you're going to be a Democrat, you have to believe this, 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 and this. Like, well, look, you guys have three good ideas. These guys have three good ideas. How about we just take those six?
That's crazy.
Just thinking. Might work out, right?
That's crazy talk.
I know it is. But that's what frustrates me, is it? Oh, no, it has to be this. 832 says Trump said he could shoot somebody and still get nominated. Probably so. But 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in.
Did you see who came out and kind of ripped Donald Trump a couple days ago? Of all people? Bob Arum?
No, I did not.
I'll play it.
Donald Trump being where he is now in the political spectrum and being a possibility to win the Republican nomination is, to my mind, the biggest knock on the American people. I do business around the world, and everybody is laughing at us. This man is a clown. There is no conceivable way that anybody should consider him for an office as important as President of the United States. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan would be turning in their graves.
That was on the JT the Brick Show.
You notice he picked all the good ones, though.
Yeah.
He didn't mention Millard Fillmore.
Not turning in his grave, you don't think?
I don't know.
I just found that a little funny. Bob Arum, like the biggest racist in sports, is criticizing Donald Trump.
What are you talking about? He's not racist at all.
I would like to hear what Bob Arum thinks of Marco Rubio as a candidate. That's what I'd like to hear.
He's got that Mexican spirit, but he's not Mexican. What do you mean? His name's Marco Rubio, for crying out loud.
What about Ted Cruz, the Canadian?
He's also a Mexican. These have the hearts of warriors, these Mexicans. And Ben Carson, he's a black. As you can tell, he's a black, but he speaks like a white. I don't know what to make of it.
Two AMS, is it just me, or are they having way more debates than ever?
Because listen, Trump is ratings.
Yeah. And of course you're going to do it, because guess what? We're all watching. And I know we're just feeding into the frenzy, but I'm sorry, I'm addicted. Feed me on it. I love watching it. It's entertainment is what it is. And that's how I look at it. I look at it as, okay, as a media thing, as an entertainment thing, what is it? As far as the politics go, I mean, my stomach turns when I hear either party talk about anything anymore, because those guys, I don't know any of them that represent us. And I don't mean you and me. I mean that represent people like us.
They represent normal humans?
People who are reasonable, who will look at every issue and then make a decision and aren't tied down to, well, the party says I have to believe this. Oh, if I'm conservative, I have to believe this. Yeah. If I'm liberal, I have to believe this. And I think there's a whole hell of a lot of us out there. And at some point, we need our own party.
I'm almost certainly voting third party again.
I don't know. It just depends on... It depends on who gets nominated, because
I
can see no scenario where I vote for Hillary Clinton.
There are five major candidates left. Can we agree that there one of five people is going to be president? Trump, Rubio, Cruz, Clinton, or Sanders, right? Yeah. Everybody else is just kind of hanging around for no good reason. I don't think I can walk into a booth and push a button for any of those five people.
The only two I could see myself doing it for, and I guess it would just depend on who they're up against, would be Rubio or Sanders. Ugh. And I know that's not much of a choice.
No.
I'll say this again. Still trying to get the mayor on the number one sports show in the city. I'll just mention that. But at least I felt like in that election, I had two good choices in the mayor's race. I really did. I felt like I'm going to feel good about whoever I vote for. And this one, I'm not going to feel good about whoever I vote for. And 409 says, just vote libertarian, fiscally conservative, socially liberal. And yeah, that's pretty much where I am.
But I mean, at the same time.
But it's also, I know that vote doesn't matter.
Well, it does matter, because once the third party gets 5%, it shows up on the ticket. So
and maybe that's what we need to do.
And they get into the debates and things like that.
Maybe that's what we need to do, is get everybody behind that so that we can.
I tried to do that 3 years ago. No one listened to me. I voted for Gary Johnson. And everyone's like, you're wasting your vote. Or they say, a vote for Gary Johnson is a vote for Obama. And then other people would tell me, a vote for Gary Johnson is a vote for Mitt Romney. And I was like, no. You know what's great for me is whichever one of those guys is the president for the next 4 years, you can't blame me for it. I damn sure didn't vote for that guy. So,
Well, do we even know who the Libertarian candidate is?
No, I don't care. I don't care.
Well, I want to at least know what the guy's about.
Well, I mean,
we'll
know when it's time, but I mean, listen, do you think there's some sixth person in the world who's a worse candidate than the five that we've got?
No, and people ask me, what's my problem with Sanders? Actually, the reason I might vote for him is because I know damn well there's no way he can get all this stuff done that he wants to do.
Because we talk about the importance of parties working together. No one wants to work with him, which is why nothing he's ever put up in front of Congress has passed. And listen, these guys who – a guy who's never
– But see, here's what I would say.
He's a failed politician.
I think he would get some stuff through and some stuff that needs to be done. But the fact that you've got a Republican Congress would keep it from getting out of hand. But then I worry about the foreign policy with him, so – I just don't know, man. I think he's the most genuine guy in the race. I think he believes what he says, and I think he's for real, which is not something I can say about anybody else.
Right.
But is that enough to lead the country? No.
I also don't like the idea of if I've got six eggs in my basket, he's going to take two and give them to this person and two and give them to some other person who didn't earn any eggs. And then, you know, I work for my eggs,
Then tell me how we're going to pay for it. That's the other thing.
I'm trying to collect some eggs for my family.
But somebody says
they're trying to pay for everybody's family. But that's everybody else's problem.
We'll get back to this. Do your live review.
Oh, and then when we come back, I have the list for the Libertarian Party.
Okay.
Oh, good.
There are 12 candidates.
Oh, let's narrow that down.
God, that's more than the Republicans have left.
Is Gary Johnson one of them again?
I'll tell you after the break.
Okay. Ah, that's a radio tease. Nice.
All right, guys. Listen, maybe you're working another boring day at the job you hate, or maybe that job's not giving you enough money to buy eggs because you know they're about to be taken from you. Ask yourself this. How many guys do you know who are working in the computer industry? Everyone's got a buddy in IT somewhere. How many of them are flat broke, can't pay their bills? Not if they're in IT. That's because there are a ton of computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing job industries in the country. A place to go to get the skills you need, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros, and My Computer Career has job placement specialists that'll work with you to get you hired. Houston's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There are several companies hiring IT guys all over Houston. But to get these jobs, you got to have the skills and certifications. And I know what you're thinking. School takes a long time. It's going to cost too much money. Not with My Computer Career. You'll be in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. They were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard. ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
To such an extent that our businesses cannot compete with them. Our workers lose their
and
jobs.
So you make them
but
in China
you wouldn't
and
know anything
Russia.
About it because you're a lousy
Well, I don't know anything
man.
About bankrupting four All companies. Right. No, you bankrupted four companies.
You know what?
I don't know anything about
it. You know what?
Starting a university. That was a fake university.
First of all, one
a fake university.
That's called. Okay,
there are people that borrow $36,000 to go to Trump University, and they're suing him now. $36,000 to go to a university.
By the way,
that's a fake school.
And by the way,
and you know what they got? They got to take a picture with a cardboard cutout of Donald Trump.
And by the way,
that's what they got for the $36,000.
I want to move on.
They actually did a very good job,
Mr. Trump.
Won most of the lawsuit.
Senator, I want to bring in
the lawsuit.
I want to bring in my colleague Maria Celeste.
Excuse me, Wolf, let me ask you: am I allowed to respond to this?
You're allowed. You've been responding.
Okay, well, I haven't. I really haven't.
He's talked through the whole thing.
Here's the guy. that buys a house for $179,000. He sells it to a lobbyist who's probably here for $380,000, and then legislation is passed. Well, you tell me about this guy. This is what we're going to have.
Here's the guy
president.
That inherited $200 million. If he hadn't inherited $200 million, you know where Donald Trump would be right now?
Selling
watches in Manhattan.
I'm wrong.
That's so wrong.
We'll work on that. I took $1 million and I turned it into $10 billion. I borrowed $1 million.
Then release the tax return so we can see how much money he makes.
I borrowed $1 million. I turned it into $10 billion, more than $10 billion.
And we are back.
Did he say he doesn't make that much money?
No, that's what he said. I mean, yeah, that's what he said. All right. Whatever.
This is what's so crazy is, like,
they pulled the condoms off on this one, though.
Republicans that are in office now don't want Trump or Ted Cruz to win. Republicans that are in now do want Rubio to win, but I don't know if that's a good thing. You know, I don't know what I don't know who I want to win that thing. I mean, you're giving me this is the biggest Sophie's choice. And if you told me to F, marry, kill those three, I'd have to kill all three.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Or, yeah, marry them and then kill them in their sleep and then F them to death. I mean, that's pretty much your options, right? All right, John, hit us with these candidates, pal.
All right. Mark Allen Feldman from Ohio. Do you know him?
I don't know Mark Feldman.
Cecil Ines is from Missouri. It's
Anus?
It's I-N-C-E.
Oh, okay.
Gary Johnson, your boy from New Mexico, is on the card.
I like Gary Johnson.
John McAfee, the creator of McAfee, the antivirus software, he's on there. Steve
He charges too much for that. So.
Steve Urkel?
No, Steve Kerbel.
Kerbel.
I would have gotten behind Urkel. Yeah.
Not Steve Kerr.
No, Kerbel.
He's got a good job.
No.
Okay.
Daryl Perry from New Hampshire.
Okay, not familiar with him.
Austin Peterson from Missouri.
Okay.
Derek Michael Reed from California.
Sounds like an assassination.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
those three name guys, I don't trust them.
Never.
Jack Robinson Jr. from South Carolina.
Is he related to Jackie Robinson?
No. Okay. Different complexion.
He's a pasty.
That's too bad.
He's a white.
Rhett Smith from Texas.
You know what? I mean,
okay.
Do you guys know Rhett Smith?
I've heard, I've heard of Rhett Smith.
Isn't he the one from Gone with the Wind?
I do think that a libertarian. I mean, I would again in Texas, no one's going to care about libertarians. I don't know.
Well, okay, but I'll ask you a simple question.
Rhett Smith also is super old. Like he's one of those guys.
Like older than Sanders.
He's got to be up around there.
Hmm.
I don't know exactly how old he is, but he's pretty old.
Texter said...
We got two more.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Shauna Joy Sterling from Kentucky.
A woman?
From Kentucky?
No.
And Joy Waymire.
Is that a woman, too?
Yes, it is.
Listen, we don't need... There's a reason that a woman's never been president. It's because their brains don't work like a man. They don't know what it takes to run a country or a business. These women, they think they know everything. What they're there for is for to reproduce more men babies, to make more masculine children. That's it. Everyone knows that.
Who have we not offended today with Bob Arum?
That's Bob Arum, not us. We don't
exactly. Texter says Sanders doesn't accept funds from super PACs. Average donation is $30. He's going to pay for his agendas by eliminating tax loopholes for the rich. All right, let me
tell you who Bernie Sanders considers rich.
Yeah,
damn near everybody.
That's the problem, because I got to tell you, I've seen what his plan is for what my taxes would go up to. Not for me.
Yeah.
All right, I don't consider myself rich, but don't put me in there with Donald Trump. Let's just put it that way. But my taxes would take a pretty big hit, and I feel like I pay enough and I do enough as it is. So that I have a problem with. I don't mind paying taxes, but I feel like I pay enough. I'm just saying. Just tell me what I can do, though. I'm honest here. I want to do something. I want to change this. Because I'm tired of sitting back and saying, oh, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
What can I do? I mean, we stir everybody up to vote Libertarian and hope they get enough. I mean, what can we do?
That's all I can do. That's all I can't convince other people to. I don't want to be that guy who convinces other people to vote the way I do. That's not my job.
No, I don't want to do that, but I want to change this because we're all frustrated with it. And I think there's a lot more people like us out there than there are the people who are sitting there going, "Oh, this is great. Go.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. This is just a great setup." I think people are sick of it. So how do we fix it? What do we do? What can we do as human beings? As blitzers? Crickets. Well, I
Jesse,
tell you
what. Jesse asked what happened to D's nuts. He dropped out of the race.
Yeah.
I thought he had a good chance, too. And if he were one of the candidates still left, I think he'd probably be polling better than Ben Carson. I don't understand is why D's nuts are getting more time on the mic than me. And D's nuts dropped out of the race several months ago. And you continue to listen to D's nuts, and you're not even asking me my thoughts on, you know, tax brackets and things like that. But you want to know what D's nuts thinks about taxes. I don't think that's very fair.
I think Trump would have castrated him.
That's the end of your time, Dr. Carson.
That's more time than he got last night.
We need more time for D's nuts.
So oh, boy. All right, guys. Well, one thing I know we can do is I can get in touch with Chris Christie and tell him.
Chris Christie, by the way, supporting Donald Trump.
Supporting Donald Trump.
You wouldn't have thought that a couple months ago.
But you know what? Chris Christie needs quick weight loss.
Oh, he needs super quick weight loss.
And they can help him. They help me. And I guarantee you they can help him, too. They've been helping people for 28 years. It costs less. You're going to lose more weight faster, easier, up to 100 pounds or more, which I'm guessing he needs. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged meals. And the great thing is I got on quick weight loss so I could get enough weight off to get back in the gym and start working out and start running all these races. And it worked great for me. And ever since I got that weight off, I've been healthier and happier, and it's changed my life for the better. And it can do the same for you. And it can do it for Governor Christie, too. And guess what? He can afford this because it's only 6 weeks for $66. All weight loss services included, and kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. For your free, no-obligation consultation, very simple. Drop by one of their 15 Houston area locations. Go to quickweightlosscenter.com or give them a call, 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz, and you know what that music means. It's time for the one, the only, RJ Bell, pregame.com. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. And RJ, we were just trying to solve all the world's problems and figure out how we can make a difference in politics, and we weren't able to do it. So if you have a suggestion, I'm open for it.
Well, if you figure it out, make sure you make a very big bet first on who's going to win. Then you can tell everyone else. But get that money down first.
Okay. That goes without saying.
You know, I actually, today, Trump's odds actually went up significantly in the prediction markets or on the prediction markets with the endorsement from Christie. So a lot of people felt like Rubio had a good debate last night. Other people felt like Trump, you know, stood his ground and counterpunched effectively. But probably net, it was a positive for Rubio is the consensus. But then with the Christie endorsement Rubio's odds actually dropped from about 30% in the prediction markets for the Republican nomination down to 20%. So literally one third of his chance disappeared today.
You know, Fred and I were talking and I said it's down to five legitimate candidates.
And there's only five candidates in the race.
I mean to be president, period, on both
okay.
sides. And then I'm seeing your numbers, and Ted Cruz, who was 6-1 last week to be the Republican nominee, is now 40-1. What happened to Ted Cruz that suddenly, he's a crazy long shot all of a sudden?
So I'll do a little bit of a deep dive because I actually spent a lot of time handicapping the political stuff. There's a surprising amount of money that's bet on this. Not in Vegas. You actually cannot bet it in Vegas, but you can in Europe with the online books. Huge in Europe. I mean, really, they love to bet on it.
Because they love to laugh at
stuff.
Us.
And they love American politics also. Here's what I'll say about Cruz. Is the theory is he was going to have trouble with the moderates. He was probably going to have a little trouble with the somewhat conservatives. But he was supposed to dominate and own the very conservative. And if you think back to Huckabee, you know, the last two times, not this time, he really won Iowa the one time and Santorum was the other, which it was a very religious approach to being a candidate. And they just had a lock on the very conservative. That's what Cruz was supposed to have, kind of a new age version of that. And that's what he won for the most part in Iowa, and that's how Cruz won Iowa. New Hampshire, the sense was, well, listen, this is a moderate state. Cruz isn't going to do very well. So when he didn't do so well, people kind of understood it. It was expected. But South Carolina actually had more evangelicals, more very conservatives than even Iowa. And for him to get third in South Carolina, Cruz, really was a sign that the Trump attacks with the liar and questions about Cruz's character started really to resonate with that very conservative group. So now you got a guy that's still weak with the moderates, that's still, you know, average at best with the somewhat conservatives, who's getting beat by Trump in his very best area, the extreme conservatives or very conservatives. So really, the math on it is, how do you win at this point? If the guy who's much better at you at two out of the three of the categories is actually better than you at the third two, how do you win? And that really is the logic behind Cruz being 6-1, literally like a week ago. 1 week ago, he was 6-1 to be the Republican nominee. And now, as you said, 40-1.
RJ Bell, our guest. And, well, let's keep it off the sports for just a minute here and talk about the Academy Awards, because I know every year there's these heavy favorites, but boy, it seems like the ones you've got here, that's about as heavy a favorites as I remember seeing, especially director, by the way.
Well, I think especially best actor, right? Yeah. Lucky Leo, as drama called him on Entourage, Lucky Leo, you got to bet $66 to win a dollar on him winning the Best Actor Oscar. Leo DiCaprio -6,600. So $66 wins you a dollar. So do the math real quick. If you bet $330 on Rubio, on Lucky Leo, you actually win $5. So you can buy a Subway footlong.
There's so $6 now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-oh, then you got to lay even more, almost 400. So it really is like, wow, you know, what a crazy upset. The second guy is Redmayne, 20-1, and Fassbender, 33-1, and on downward. But you make a good point. Even for those who don't bet on sports, for example, what odds can do is give you a good sense. I've told this story before. My grandfather, he's 93, he's still with us. When I was growing up in the late 80s, buddies would be watching the football game, he'd walk in, never made a bet in his life, not a single bet in his life, and he would say, who's favored? And for him, it was, if he was going to sit down and watch 5 minutes of the game, the context was going to be who's supposed to win and who is the underdog, who's the long shot. And to me, that's what odds can do for anybody, even if you're not a sports bettor. But with the Oscars, because there's so many extreme odds, big, big favorites, let's look at Best Picture, for example, right? Revenant's -200. All right, good favor, but not a prohibitive favor. Spotlight +275, so second favor. And then The Big Short is +650, third favor. And then no other picture, and there's five others, is better than 100-1. So the reality is it's a three-picture race, but everyone who's watching it without knowledge of the odds has no idea. They're thinking, oh, there's eight pictures. And, you know, I actually am tweeting these odds out at RJ in Vegas throughout the weekend on the Oscars, but it really shows you if you want, and again, it might be like a spoiler. Like, I don't want to know, you know, there's only three pictures that have a chance, but it really is hyper-predictive, especially in such extremes. It's not a shock for the second favorite to win, but like Bridge of Spies is 250-1. It could happen, but it's very, very, very unlikely.
And we have all these other award shows that are kind of, you know, history has shown, which, you know, if you're a winner of this award, you've got a good chance. If you don't win this award or you're not close in this award, you don't have much of a chance. I think that's why you see some of these, like that you see only three films have a chance to win that thing.
You know, first of all, I agree with you 100%. I think there's a point on top of that, though. But let's talk about quickly what I agree with, which is, and this is actually to tease ahead, you know, a couple of weeks. This is the way we approach March Madness, right?
Right.
You have a 64-team tournament, and you got play-ins or not, but it's really once you get to the 64, you're at the 64. And, all right, how many times has the 16 seeds won? Well, zero, right? So it's easy to fill out your bracket in that regard. We have history, things like, okay, it's been, and I'm just going by memory now, 26 out of 30 years that we've had one or two number one seeds in the Final Four, exactly one or two. So if you're picking three or four, you're making a big, you're bucking history. If you're picking zero, you're bucking history. Well, you just brought up a great point about the Oscars is because of those award shows that come before the Oscars is if this for Best Actor wins both of these, then 19 out of 20 times he wins this one or whatever the combination is. So that repeatable history trends emerge from that, and that can be a key to handicapping. And I think for a lot of people that take the Oscar prognostication very seriously, that's one way they go about it.
So basically, we just took the presidential race and the Oscars and taught people things that are going to help them the rest of the year in sports betting.
You know what they say is buy a man a fish sandwich, he eats that day. Teach a man to fish. Yeah, dot, dot, dot.
Interesting. I've heard that somewhere before.
I will say this real quick.
I think Donald Trump said that.
I don't think so. I will say this real quick, though, is I think there's a second point, and this is a cautionary tale before we go about the Oscar betting. Whenever there's a betting proposition with the chance of insider information, I'm not saying it's fixed. In fact, it's certainly not fixed, or almost certainly not. I can't say for sure, but I don't think so. But here's the thing, is when there's a group of people that know a lot more than anyone else, and people in the industry are in that group, they know other people voting, they're talking about it. Oh, look, I've heard seven people talk about this movie that have votes. That's meaningful, right? Is what ends up happening is you see certain propositions get bet really heavily, and then you see the other propositions not bet hardly at all, and then you're tempted to say, oh, look, that movie's 25-1. That movie has a decent chance, which you want to avoid. So you can't necessarily lay 66 to win one on Lucky Leo, but you can avoid taking a 25-1 shot because, oh, that looks juicy. Because there's so much insider betting going on, you want to stay away from what looks juicy because likely the insiders are telling you it's really not juicy.
That's RJ Bell. Always brings brilliant stuff. And another example. That was a fantastic segment, RJ. I really appreciate it, man.
You know, guys, this is one of my favorites. I really appreciate that.
All right, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
All right. So here's why I love that. At no point did we talk sports betting. But if you were paying attention there, you learned an awful lot about how to bet on sports. An awful lot.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz.
I should have asked him because the single biggest hit I've made in the history of gambling, not money-wise, but as far as odds,
yeah,
was when The Undertaker was minus 5,000 to beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And I said, that's so ridiculous. So if there's any chance that, you know, like he was saying, if there's a chance that there's somebody who has insider info, which clearly in wrestling they do.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I can't believe they allow betting on that.
I can't either.
But because all it would take is one writer there.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, if you write for the WWE, I'll split it with you.
Yeah.
Just let us know. AJ and I'll bet it. We'll split the profits right down the middle.
If I could have bet, I should have bet my entire account on on Brock Lesnar at plus 4,000.
Imagine the eight-way parlays we could hit on the WWE with just a little help. Just saying, not above that. I'm not going to apologize for taking Bovada's money, but just because I know a writer for the WWE. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Kick off spring with Gow Media on the golf course. We're playing at Sugar Creek Country Club Monday, February 29th. Buy a spot for just $50 each. Included is green fees, golf cars, lunch, dinner, beer and water, snacks, and a goodie bag. Spots are limited, so get yours now. Call Michelle at 713-479-5346 or email golf@gowmedia.com. You're running out for that. Running out of time for that, excuse me. It says sports are limited. Sports are never limited on this show. That's what it says.
I don't think they are anyway.
And tonight we'll have Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 7 o'clock. Saw him assault Jong earlier. And Drink of Ages at 9 o'clock. So, by the way, the salary cap number has been determined, just over $155 million. Texans have around $31.32 million without whacking anybody yet. So they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
And if they
relative. I mean, they're middle of the road on.
Yeah, but potentially teams. They could.
But they've got room to do some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, this combines Florida with what we were talking about with the debates, and I don't know what to think of this. I'll just let you make the decision. Apparently, they polled a bunch of Florida voters, and 10% of them thought it was possible that Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer.
Makes some sense.
62% said no. 28% weren't sure. So 38% of Florida voters, and okay, I know some of you here are from Florida and you tell me that, oh, you guys bang on our state too much and it's not as bad as you think. 38% of your registered voters in a poll think it's possible that Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer.
Well, here's the crazy thing about that. Ted Cruz, if I'm not mistaken, was born in the early 70s.
Yeah, he would have been a five-year-old out whacking people.
The Zodiac Killer started killing in the 60s. So he would have been, I mean, he wouldn't even have been a seed in murdering.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of power someone like him can wield.
Well,
that's
exactly.
Why you have to be careful.
When you're that evil?
Yeah.
And if you think about it, there's a lot of horror movies out there with little killer babies.
Yeah.
So it is possible. But come on, man. Well, he's only 45, so he would have been born right about the time where it started. So, yes, he would have been an evil infant killer.
Yeah.
38% of Florida voters think that.
But it makes some sense, you know?
Well, I think if you ask, could he be a killer of any kind?
Oh,
he looks creepy enough.
Certain.
That you would certainly answer it that way. But to think he could possibly be the Zodiac Killer? Can we have the shame bell for Florida, John?
Shame.
Thank you. And as a matter of fact, all of you people from Florida who give me grief when we do these stories from now on, that one is the clincher. You just need to say I'm not from Florida anymore.
Right.
I was smart. I moved to Texas. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, guys, I got to tell you one more time about my good friends at Houston Can Academies and all the great things they're doing for at-risk kids who have dropped out of school. They get a second chance at Houston Can Academies, and so many of them take advantage of that second chance. They go on to do great things. You heard earlier in the week, Rosalind, who's a teacher there, called in and talked a little bit about what they were doing over at Houston Can Academies. These are kids who were dealt a bad hand, and they get a second chance, and a lot of them are taking advantage of it. And you can help. The great thing is you can help, and all you have to do is get rid of something you're not using and make a phone call. That's it. They need your donations to help these kids. So what they're asking for is whatever vehicle you have that you're not using. It could be a car, a truck, a motorcycle. If it's not running, if it is running, it doesn't matter. Whatever shape it's in, they'll come. They'll tow it absolutely free of charge. Your donation's tax deductible. And they'll take care of the paperwork. You don't have to do anything except make the phone call. And if you donate today, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card. If you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, just as their way of saying thank you. Give them a call. Here's your number, 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
That I feel when we out mashing, me and my girlfriend. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the bloody end. Just me and my girlfriend.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.